Welcome to the Sunday Monday Show, a podcast about being bold in faith, work, and life. I'm your host, Jane Kennedy. Let's get down to business. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Sunday Monday Show. Jane here. It has been a little while, like six-ish weeks, I guess, since the last episode. And yeah, it's just, I feel like 2024 has been a bit of a whirlwind so far. Our last episode, we shared, Erica and I shared our words of the year, and my word of the year is fun. And so I guess it's a good sign, that I've been having a lot of fun, and haven't, you know, done a podcast. But as I was thinking about it, and you know, every week I've had that thought of like, okay, I should like probably record a podcast. Honestly, I think that something that I'm very committed to here is not just like saying something to say something. I think that we have a lot of temptation, and I definitely feel it of like, oh gosh, like I have to say something, or I have to make a podcast, or I have to like do these things. And like, I just don't think that we always have to like just say something to say something, if that makes sense. And so I wanted to be, you know, really thoughtful and to just wait for the right time to come back to the podcast and to kind of relaunch into this new year. The podcast launched in January of 2021. So this is our third year going. This is episode 96. We're almost to 100, which is crazy. And yeah, I just really wanted to kind of podcast from a place of having something to say versus feeling like I needed to like make something up or, you know, force it. Because I never would want to do that, you know? So as I was praying about what to talk about coming back to the podcast, I thought that I would give like a little bit of a behind the scenes into the Sunday Monday. I think we have, you know, over the years, we've just been able to add a lot of people to this community. And I wanted to just share, you know, how the Sunday Monday has changed over the last 3.5 years since launching in June of 2020, because it's changed a lot. And like my life has changed a lot, and I have changed, and the world has changed. And so I thought I would just do a quick little episode on what the Sunday Monday looks like, and hopefully, you know, it's interesting to you, and if not, you can just come back next week and we'll have a different episode. But if you want to hear the full story of where the Sunday Monday came from, you can go back and listen all the way to episode one. I think it's like a 10-minute episode about the Sunday Monday, but the 60-second version is that in April of 2020, it was my 25th birthday, and it was like month two of COVID. There was not that much going on, and I just was feeling very like I had a lot to give, but I didn't know where to give it. And I went to, you know, go on these long, long walks through Rock Creek Park in Georgetown, where I lived at the time. And on my birthday, I remember just sitting by this river and being like, Jesus, like, what do you want from me? Like, I have so much to give, and I don't know where you want it, and I don't know how you want me to use this energy, but like, I have so much I want to give you, and I don't know where to channel it. And immediately, I just, with so much clarity and conviction, I just heard this, you know, the voice of the Lord being like, I want you to start to build a community for women of faith at work. And this was not like a big surprise to me, I would say, because over the course, basically since I'd graduated college, I had continually been put in communities and introduced to communities of amazing, holy Catholic women who were sharing their gifts and talents in the world. Working in grad school, just sharing their talents with the world and living their faith so boldly. And I felt like there was kind of this crossroads niche that wasn't being quite attended to of like women at work and women of faith. And there was actually a huge bucket of like amazing women in this crossroads of like, how do I honor God with my work? How do I honor God with my life? How do I live my faith at work? How do I share this part of who I am with people? And I felt like a lot of the Catholic podcasts and Catholic like newsletters and things I read were really beautiful, but often were very focused around family life. And a lot of the women I met and know like have a desire for marriage and family, but many of us like just, you know, weren't or aren't there. And so I felt like, okay, you know, if this could be a reason that the Lord, you know, has me in this season, is so that I can speak to this season and speak to that desire to be excellent for God, and that desire to like, you know, be present and to accept His will for where I am, while also growing in faith and community. So that kind of was presented to me then, and a couple days later the name The Sunday Monday came to me, of just like living our faith, or taking our faith from Sundays, like from church, into our work week that starts on Monday, and it was cute and it rhymes. So that was kind of the genesis. And pretty quickly we had a website up. For the first year or two, I had a lot of guest writers, like a lot of my friends would write their stories, because I felt like the best way to speak to this niche was to just like share stories of amazing women who lived their faith and had amazing careers and were just doing beautiful work, you know, whether it was within their families, you know, working, whatever that looked like. And so that was really awesome. But as we kind of came out of COVID, it became a little bit unsustainable to have 20 to 30 women writing for this, you know, newsletter and for this website that's, you know, I wasn't paying them. Like, I didn't have any money from this. And that was never really the goal. But as people returned to work, it just became a little bit trickier to do that. And one of the other things that we started at the very beginning was the Instagram. So I had this Instagram account, and that's how many, many people found us. If you're listening to this, you probably found us through Instagram, unless someone else, you know, invited you into it. But Instagram was a really great platform for us to use to meet people and to kind of grow. There's like a lot of Catholic influencers over there. And so that was kind of the first iteration. And then in January of 2021, about 6 months later, we launched this podcast. And the podcast was always really the goal, because I love podcasts and I've been an avid listener to podcasts for like 5 to 10 years, probably 10 years at this point. And I just felt like I wanted to tell stories of women who were working and living their faith at work. And the best medium I felt was to do that through conversations that were recorded versus sometimes through articles, which like I like to read articles, but there's something fun about listening to two people chatting about their lives, and to also like, I don't know, allow the Holy Spirit to guide those conversations was really special, and is really special. And one of the reasons I love the podcast and why we're almost 200 episodes, which is so cool. But yeah, I think that as I have kind of gone through the past 3 or 4 years, like there have definitely been shifts in the way that the Sunday Monday like is expressed in the world. And so about 4 months ago, I stopped posting on Instagram, which I don't think anyone has noticed, because no one really notices those things. But this had been, to be honest, I don't think I ever liked Instagram from the beginning of posting the Sunday Monday stuff on there. I felt like every time I went on, I just would fall into comparison, and I would fall into being like, well, what's the trend and what can I post to get more followers? And like, I found a lot of like purpose and like gaining traction there. Like I'd get a lot of saves or a lot of likes. And I just felt like one of the biggest vices I have is kind of perception management, like wanting people to think a certain way about me and to have a certain opinion of me. And I think that Instagram in general, you know, is all about perception management. Like you're presenting parts of your life to tell a certain story. And I'm not telling everybody they need to get off Instagram. Absolutely not. It took me 5 years of the Lord kind of inviting me to get off of the app. But it was finally, I think, last fall that I just realized that, you know, I think that as much as I was like, I had all these reasons, right? I was like, for the Sunday Monday, I have to be here. And like, I have to build community. And if I'm not pointing people to Jesus, who will? You know, all of these like very false ideas of like, you know, kind of prideful, like I have to be here and no one else will like tell anyone about Jesus. And I just think the Lord like very gently loosened a lot of those beliefs and allowed me to just freely say, you know, I just think that like I can create better content and be more myself and also grow closer to God by focusing on two things, the podcast and the newsletter. And, you know, I've had no regrets. I've had no temptations to go back. I really like the life I live now. And maybe I'll do a podcast on that if I stay off until next October, I'll make a podcast on staying off of Instagram and kind of all the lessons I've learned. But I truly think that like it has allowed me to be more myself. And it has allowed me to trust in God, because I'm like, no one's finding us through Instagram. So everybody's finding us through their friends or, you know, other means. And that's like good, right? Like it's good. I don't want to be competing or comparing, myself. And it gives me a lot more, I think, creative freedom to like write the things that are really being presented to me by the Holy Spirit and not like trying to respond to everything going on in the world. So as I mentioned, there's two things that are going now. One is the newsletter. The newsletter goes out every Tuesday morning around 7:30 Eastern in the morning. And then the podcast goes out usually on Tuesdays. And so basically the newsletter, I'll typically write it on Mondays. Sometimes I'll write it over the weekend. But what I love about the newsletter is that like all week, I'm just kind of like have my antenna up for like, what's something that like I'm experiencing this week that I could write about. I have like little notes in my phone of like, oh, I saw this book or I saw this like picture or whatever, so that I could include that in the like bottom section of what we're loving lately. And yeah, I just like love the newsletter because I feel like it's like pretty intimate in terms of like, I'm not posting it on Instagram or something. Like I know who's receiving it because I'm sending it out to an email list of people, who like I trust almost. And so I think the intimacy of that newsletter is really special. And, I love getting email responses. Like it's the best. And I've been getting a lot more recently and I don't know why, but it's just like so fun to hear from people who like are either struggling with something similar to me or, are excited about something I've shared, or like people have advice and they'll share books and like other podcasts and stuff. And, yeah, it's just been really special. I feel like it's like kind of, I've built this community around the newsletter and I wish that we could have like a Facebook group or something, but like, again, I don't want to be on social media, so that's not gonna happen. But if people know of ways that we could like build some sort of community, that would be cool. I have like a dream of doing a Sunday Monday retreat at some point, of just like bringing all these amazing women together so that we could, yeah, just like meet each other, because I like love setting people up as like friends in different cities who are, you know, reading the newsletter. And yeah, I think my dream is that we can all come together for some sort of retreat or something. So, that would be really cool. But yeah, so that's a newsletter that goes out on Tuesdays, and then the podcast is here. And honestly, the podcast is, you know, it kind of depends on like, if I meet cool people, I'll often be like, wait, this would be so fun. Come and do a podcast with me. I want to share your story. It also is a place I think that like gives me the chance to think through like, oh, you know, like I'm struggling with this, or I had this realization. And it's like a really cool storytelling platform almost. And Erica and I were talking recently about how like it is like, it's almost like this diary of my life, you know, like I can go back and I can like remember certain seasons I was in and like listen to podcasts and be like, oh my gosh, like I remember why I recorded this, or I remember what spurred this. And like some of my favorite podcasts, my friend Sarah and I did an episode when we were waiting to get into grad school, and both of us were so panicked. And like, you can hear it in the episode. Like we were just like, oh gosh, I hope we get I hope we get into school. Like it's going to be so expensive. What are we going to do? And then like, I don't know, 10 episodes later, we were like, guess what? Like we both got into school and we both got full scholarships. And like, it's just like, I don't know, getting to see God's providence work through the podcast and through the stories, and through the different seasons of like kind of growing in trust and like then moments of suffering and moments of joy. And my friendships, like there's a lot of people like my friend Katie, we recorded a podcast like when we first met, and then we've recorded I think probably a few since then. And it's just so beautiful, you know? So it's almost like there's like a slightly selfish piece of it too, which is like, I'm documenting this season of my life of like living in DC, then living in New York, and now being back in DC. And like, it's really special. So, and it's special that people listen and like, you know, are enjoying it. And yeah, so that's kind of where we're at with the Sunday Monday. I have an amazing friend, Sarah, who helps me put the newsletters on our website. So if you've missed our newsletters or if you've never read them, you can go to thesundaymonday.co and you can see all of them. She puts them up usually on Tuesdays, right after they go out. So they're all there. You can go find them. I think we have almost 250 of them. There's a lot of newsletters that are out there. And you can also, if you're not subscribed to the newsletter, you can subscribe. I think the links are all somewhere in this podcast app, wherever you're listening to this. But yeah, just thought it would be kind of fun to talk a little bit about the evolution of the Sunday Monday. I also wrote a book in 2022. It released in 2022, called Now What? The Young Catholic's Guide to, Faith, Hope. Oh wait, The Young Catholic's Guide to Being Bold in Faith, Work, and Life. Maybe, I don't know, but you can find it also linked. But anyway, that's a book that's all about, you know, being bold in your faith, your work, and your life as a young adult Catholic. And it's on Amazon and Etsy. And yeah, that's also been really cool. That was a cool like collection of different things that I was writing through the beginning of the Sunday Monday. But that's kind of it. And you know, ultimately, like, I think when I started this, I used to be very like, okay, what are my goals for the year? And like, what are the things I want to do? And what I've seen is that like God just like, he guides and the Holy Spirit is so present. And so yes, like I'm goal oriented. I like want people to, you know, find this if it's useful and helpful to them. I want this to grow. But I also like am very surrendered to what God wants to do with it. And like, this is a great joy in my life. It's a great gift that I'm able to share this with you and share my journey with you. And I'm just so grateful that you're here. And if you're still listening to this 16 minutes in, God bless you. I am praying for you. And yeah, just please know that like, I truly am praying for you and fasting for you. And yeah, I just hope that you, whether it's through the Sunday Monday or other resources, just come to know and remember just the God's like very personal love for you, because I think a great, great gift of the Sunday Monday, if not the greatest, has just been that, like, you know, God created me to be me. And with all of my gifts and my failings and my desires and my interests, you know, God created us to be so unique. And that's my true hope for the Sunday Monday, is that, like, in hearing these stories, in getting to know other women through listening to interviews, like, ultimately, I want all of us to live, you know, the words that C.S. Lewis says when he said, how monotonously alike all the great tyrants of the world and how gloriously different are the saints. And like, we are so gloriously different from one another. There's no one perfect way to be Catholic. There's no one perfect way to be a Catholic woman. There's no one perfect life path for us to take. And I want us to break free of those expectations that we have for ourselves or people around us have for us, and just the good lives and the good things that God has for us, because he has such good things for us. He has good things for me. He has good things for you. And I just hope that in listening to the Sunday Monday show, you might experience that great freedom and that great joy to be fully and totally yourself, because God made you that way. And he's always calling us closer to him. He's always calling us to grow in virtue, but we don't have to be afraid because he is taking care of us. All right, that's all I have for you today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. I love you a lot. I'm praying for you. And that's it. All right, get back to work. I love you all. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Sunday Monday Show. If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something, we would be so appreciative if you shared it with a friend. Shoot it in a text, post it on social media, whatever you want to do. Sharing these episodes helps more people find them. And while you're doing that, if you could rate and review these episodes, that would also be so appreciated. If you're looking for more, you can follow us on Instagram at thesundaymonday_ or visit us online at www.thesundaymonday.co, where we have tons of articles and free resources designed to help you be bold in your faith, work, and life. Until next time, thanks so much for being here. Get back to work. I love you all. Bye.